This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged all organizations in Manipur to embark on the path of peace to fulfill their dreams and secure the future of their children. The Prime Minister stated this while laying the foundation stone for multiple development projects worth over 7,300 crore rupees in Chudachandpur, Manipur. Mr. Modi said the government is satisfied that in recent times talks have been held with various groups in the hills and the valley to reach agreements. He reaffirmed that the government of India stands firmly with the people of Manipur. The Prime Minister added that this is part of the government of India's broader efforts to establish peace by prioritizing dialogue, mutual respect and understanding.
Manipur ki ye dharti, ye kshetra, aasha aur ummeed ki bhumi hai. Lekin durbhagya se hinsa ne is shandar ilake ko अपनी चपेट में ले लिया था मुझे संतोष है कि हाल ही में हिल्स और वैली में अलग अलग ग्रुप के साथ समझौतों के लिए बातचीत की शुरुआत हुई है मैं सभी संगठनों से अपील करूंगा कि शांति के रास्ते पर आगे बढ़कर अपने सपनों को पूरा करें अपने बच्चों के भविष्य को सुनिश्चित करें और मैं आज आपको वादा करता हूं मैं आपके साथ हूं
The 19 multiple development projects include Manipur Urban Roads, Drainage and Asset Management Improvement Project, 5 National Highway Projects, Manipur Infotech Development Project, Working Women Hostels at 9 locations, among others. The Prime Minister today virtually inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of various development projects worth over 9,000 crore rupees at Aizawl in Mizoram. These projects are related to multiple sectors including railways, roadways, energy, sports, among others. Mr. Modi inaugurated the Bhairavi Sairang new rail line worth over 8,000 crore rupees, connecting the capital of Mizoram to the Indian Railways network for the first time. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said India is the fastest growing major economy in the world and the Northeast is becoming the growth engine of the country.
Mizoram is playing an important role in India's development journey. Friends, this is a historic day for the nation, particularly for the people of Mizoram. From today, Aizawl will be on India's railway map. A few years ago, I had the opportunity of laying the foundation stone for the Aizawl railway line. And today, we proudly dedicate it to the people of the nation, overcoming many challenges.
India has welcomed the formation of a new interim government in Nepal, led by Right Honourable Sushila Karki. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended best wishes to Ms. Sushila Karki on assuming office as the Prime Minister of the interim government. Meanwhile, Nepal President Ramchandra Pawdel has dissolved the House of Representatives, the lower house of the federal parliament, at the recommendation of the newly appointed interim Prime Minister and announced fresh parliamentary elections for the 5th of March next year. A massive 7.4 magnitude earthquake struck near the east coast of Russia's Kamchatka region this morning, prompting a tsunami warning. According to the United States Geological Survey, the quake occurred 111 kilometers east of the administrative center in the Kamchatka region at a depth of 39.5 kilometers. Following the earthquake, local authorities in the Kamchatka territory issued a tsunami threat. In badminton, men's doubles pair of Sattvik Sairaj, Anki Reddy and Chirag Shetty stormed into the final of the Hong Kong Open. The Indian duo defeated Chinese Taipei's duo in a straight game. Sattvik and Chirag will now face China's world number 3 pair of Liang Weikeng and Wang Chang in the title clash. And with that, we end this news bulletin.